Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Newton residents are looking for answers in the case of 34-year-old David Ettlinger, a local teacher who's been charged with indecent assault and possession of child pornography. He pleaded not guilty to the charges last week. More than 100 people, mainly parents, voiced concerns at a community meeting at Newton North High School last night. Among them, Christina Hennessy, who has a son in kindergarten.
My son, you know, really trusts teachers. I'm having a hard time trying to explain to him how to really trust teachers because this man has now broken trust for all teachers, I believe.
For more on this from Newton, we're joined this morning by David Fleischman, who's the superintendent of Newton Schools and who ran last night's community meeting. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be here.
Superintendent, you just heard that Newton parent raise the issue of trust in the wake of all that's happened there. How do you address and fix that concern?
Sure, and we've heard that question a number of times and have really consulted with a lot of outside experts on how to handle that question. And what I would respond to the parent, what I did was to share with the child that most adults, an overwhelming number, are trustful, and there are occasions where adults break trust. And we had an occasion with this teacher, but it's incredibly rare, and that most adults that work for you and care for you are very trustworthy.
Do you think children get that? Do you think they understand that?
I think they do, because our children work with a lot of adults in our schools, but it's so rare, and most children have positive experiences with adults in our schools. And, you know, even this teacher, who could have been a good teacher and kind to a lot of children, in his private life did some very bad things, and that's why we have laws, and people who break the law go to jail.
What specifically is happening at the Underwood Elementary School where Ettlinger taught?
Sure. Over the last week, we've been working with three different groups, really. Number one is students. We've had psychologists at the school in his particular classroom, providing as much support as possible as needed, because kids react very differently to an event like this. Some know a lot more than others. We've also been working with families. We've had a couple of parent meetings, and really helping parents, as we did last night, talk about how do you talk to your children about the incomprehensible, especially when you're struggling with it and you can't understand it yourself. And finally, it's supporting the faculty and staff, because they are absolutely in shock. This is a guy who worked with them for 12 years, so it's really dealing with it at all levels, and we're going to keep working as hard as we can to support the community.
I want to ask this. Do other teachers at the Underwood Elementary feel painted with a broad brush by Ettlinger?
I don't think so. You know, I spent a lot of time with them in the last week. What they do feel, they're all saying to themselves, you know, did we see any sign of this? Is there anything we could have done?
And what's the answer to that?
The answer to that is they're struggling with that, and they've come up with nothing. And community members are asking, kind of, who knew him, the same question. We had parents last night saying, this was my child's favorite teacher. I knew him well. But I wouldn't say our faculty in any way feels tainted right now.
So the schools, as I understand it, ran a Corey check on him back when he was first hired. Were there ever suspicions or complaints?
No, nothing. As a matter of fact, we run Corey checks on our employees every 3 years, and he was Corey checked last year. And certainly nothing. He had no record. We didn't even learn of this till last Tuesday, when we learned the same time you did about the arrest. And we're obviously just shocked and stunned.
The bigger picture is that federal authorities allege that Ettlinger was involved in the online group called Dream Board, where members share child porn. I understand the FBI has been investigating this since last summer, and I'm wondering, were you ever informed by the FBI or Homeland Security that one of your teachers was under suspicion?
We were not. What we're told is they didn't know it was a John Doe search warrant, and they didn't even know till last Tuesday morning that he was a teacher. So we had no information until last Tuesday.
Lasting effects on the Newton school system from this, and is there anything you want to change or strengthen out of this incident?
You know, what I said last night to the community is that we're going to look at this as we do all. This is so unusual, and how can we respond to crises? That's one thing we always ask ourselves. And what else can we do in terms of background checks, professional training for staff? And we're really open to feedback. We're consulting with all kinds of experts to do whatever we can to make a difference.
Superintendent of Schools in Newton, David Fleischman, good morning, and thank you for speaking to Morning Edition this morning.
Thanks very much, Bob.